I want to go back for a second to the president and his olive branch. I don't know if we still have that olive branch around here anywhere, but he has extended quite a few of them, particularly in that State of the Union speech. He's offered up what he sees as some great solutions to some of our most pressing problems, education, health care. We know the narratives. And while the president talks about jobs, rightly so, and stimulus money, and getting our money back from the bankers, there's the olive branch, see, he's extending this. As he has that conversation, and it's compelling, and you want to help him, you want to help him fix the process, you want to figure out a way to get rid of the influence of special interests, whether you're on the left or the right, you know it's hurting our country. But we fear that our president right now is like a man preparing to run a marathon, even with an olive branch, while ignoring the fact that he has a gigantic, I don't have a thorn prop, I'm sorry, a giant thorn in his foot. And the thorn that I'm talking about is the big TARP lie. The president continues to say in public that banks have almost paid Americans back. That is a lie. The fact is, the TARP, which Congress approved, is only 2% of the trillions of dollars in free money being provided to our banks by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. The American people know this. They know that they are subsidizing our banking sector. And yet, the TARP lie continues to be spread by our politicians. Our problem, Mr. President, is either you don't understand it, which I doubt, I'm sure you do. You don't want the American people to understand it, which would be understandable, although I also doubt that. Or perhaps you're hoping no one will notice all the other support and the big spend, the infinity from the Fed, will make the whole thing go away, which is what I really think is going on. But I'm here to tell you, the problem will not go away until you actually fix it. You see, we know, the American people know, that the CEOs of the banks turned into casinos like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Citigroup, and AIG have paid themselves hundreds of billions of dollars building the debt bombs I was just talking about and exploiting the 0% money from the Fed and the free money they get from the Treasury. The rewards for this go to the bankers in the form of compensation, particularly the CEOs, who are the ones that decide how much risk the bank can take. Meanwhile, the risks those banks take, ultimately, the losses on all their gambling, go to us, the people, and are harvested from our labor, in the form of our taxes. And worse, the extraordinary returns offered by the bankers' fraudulent practices are like a black hole for America, sucking money that would otherwise be getting invested in our country. But why would I go through the trouble of dealing with the investment when I have a funny money machine legalized by the government over here that's done in secret at the bank? Adding insult to injury, the same giant banks are using the free money access granted to them by our political body to lend to foreign countries that seek to compete with us. The banks do this because it's more profitable for the bank CEOs to lend to them than it is to go to the trouble to lending to America, even if it's coming at America's expense. Why would we, the people, vote for you, the politicians, to do that to us? It's beyond my comprehension, and I suspect almost every other American who understands it. Mr. President, you have an ambitious agenda, which so many of us would happily support. But please, for your own sake, you need to realize that you cannot run a marathon without taking the thorn out of your foot. And the thorn is the use of taxpayer subsidies to support banks' legalized gambling and foreign lending while taking away American homes and jobs. It's still hurting us economically, and if you continue with the TARP lie, it will continue to hurt you politically.